Hi, everyone. Dr. Will here. Happy Father's Day. This is the day before Father's Day, June 16th, 2018. Of course, June 17th, 2018 is Father's Day. And so I just wanted to do a quick little video on, you know, first, happy Father's Day. And of course, announce a sale. It's always about that. If you like this video, make sure you click like and share and make a comment. And I also wanted to talk about willpower. You know, a lot about willpower, why willpower is misunderstood, and how actually you can build willpower. People act like it's this thing that can't be built, but it's much like a muscle in your body. It's much like concentration. It's much like other mental and or physical aspects. It can be built if you use it and you're not afraid of it. But you have to realize a little bit about willpower. Willpower is focused concentration to avoid basically a habit response. Right? When you get in the habit loop, what happens is you get a cue and you start a routine. That's the habit, whether it's smoke a cigarette, drink a beer, have some candy, whatever that the behavior is, that's the loop. And then you get the reward. And the reward may be like the nicotine from the cigarette, the buzz from the alcohol, the sugar rush, whatever it is. I teach this in my habits course, and it'll be in the next life coaching course. But for us, we also got to realize that willpower, that what you want willpower to do is stop the habit loop. Once you're in the habit loop, it's damn near impossible to stop it. And there's a lot of steps you have to begin to realize. What is the true cue? Is it what you think it is, or is it something else? One of the problems I know that hypnotists, NLPers, and basically therapists is they misidentify the cue that starts a behavior. Right? They think it's this or it's that. I see it a lot with people that, let's say they're smokers, they become an ex-smoker, and then they're going to do hypnosis or NLP or even therapy to help someone change. They're naturally going to default to whatever their cue was or what they thought their cue was. Maybe like a cup of coffee, having a beer after work, whatever it was, the cue that started the behavior of smoking. It may or may not be that. Plus, you may have multiple cues that can lead to that behavior. But that's for another little video and that I'll talk about. What about willpower? What about that ability to say no thank you? To say no, mean no, and enjoy saying no. What is it about that? How do you do that? How do you build it? Well, first of all, you have to realize basically your willpower is a finite source. Lifting weights, whatever your max rep is in an exercise or how much you can lift, how far you can run. Right now it's fixed. Now you can build it. Anybody that's ever learned how to like run a marathon or someone that's lifted weights, you know, you can build your endurance, you can build your strength, but even then it's going to have a finite amount and then it begins to fall off. And what I mean by that is whatever your willpower is, you got to begin to realize that and realize there are certain things that will naturally destroy willpower. Right? There are basically four states, you know, four mental and physical states that when you enter into it, I guarantee you have less willpower. It's just the way your neurology works. It's the way the chemicals work in your brain. The 12-step program figured this out in the 1930s, early 40s. They talked about HALT, you know, and of course they were looking at stopping the habit of drinking or the addiction of drinking. And they realized there were four states that when that happened, it was hard to say no. It was very, very hard to say no. And they called it HALT, hungry, angry, lonely, tired. And, you know, if you're having issues, look at, are you hungry, angry, lonely, or tired? When you're in one of those physiological states, your willpower is almost non-existent. It has to do with your willpower's gone or very, very weakened, right? Of course, when you're hungry, you know, your blood sugar drops, your dopamine goes up, you're on edge, and you want to sedate that hunger, right? You want to feel better. A lot of this is about feeling better, right? And so if you're an alcoholic, you have a drink. You're a smoker, you might smoke a cigarette. That'll kill my appetite, right? Whatever it is. So when you're hungry, boom, it stops. It has to do with your neurochemicals. Same with like if you start a diet, everybody starts a diet on a Monday morning, they're doing great. You know, by Monday afternoon, they might have blown their diet because they let themselves get hungry. You know, it's why they say never go to the grocery store when you're hungry. You end up buying all this crap you're never going to eat, right? It's also why grocery stores put all the, like, the candy and the snacks and the junk food right up front, right? Because if you're a little bit hungry and you're running in to do something, you're much more likely to grab one. I know a guy that ran, he just sold his gas station. And he said back in the day when you couldn't pay at the pump, his candy sales, his soda sales, everything was a lot higher. Why? Well, some of us remember you had to go in the gas station to pay. Well, while you're in there, I'll grab a Coke, I'll grab a candy bar, grab ice cream. You know, here in Florida, they have ice cold beer right next to the thing, sold in single cans, but then they tell you don't drink and drive. But anyway, when you're when you're hungry and you do something, you're much more likely to do it. So that's why he talked about when people be coming home from work, you know, they're heading home, they got to get a little gas, they stop while they're, you know, they run in to pay, they'll grab a candy bar. Anyway, so when you're hungry, your blood sugar drops and your dopamine goes up and you're on edge. That's why you'll have very little willpower. And it's for anything, whatever the habit you're trying to stop or whatever behavior maybe you're trying to alter. When you're hungry, it's hard. When you're angry, same thing. When you're angry, your dopamine shoots up. Also, serotonin is messed up. Your testosterone goes up, males and females, because you go on like fight or flight. And you're much more likely to go into a bad behavior or a behavior you want to stop when you're angry, right? In fact, how many of us say stuff when we're angry because you're like, why did I say that? Because you were mad. You were pissed off, right? You see people, you know, they're like, they do really good in smoking till they have a fight with their spouse or their boss. It's almost like, I'll show you, I'll kill me. Boom. When that happens, when you're angry, right, and fearful somewhat the same way, you're much more likely to have no willpower. You'll do things you wouldn't normally do. When you're lonely, right, when you're lonely and or depressed, it's sort of a little bit of reverse. Certain neurochemicals go up and you have no energy, you're depressed, you're down, right? And you want to do things to try to feel better, to ameliorate that bad feeling you get when you're lonely, right? Now, what's interesting, a lot of people, when they get lonely, they don't realize that they're really lonely. They crave human companionship, but maybe they're afraid of human companionship, so they get even lonelier, so they withdraw, so then they have to do other behaviors to, you know, satisfy that feeling. So they eat, they smoke, they drink, and it starts that cycle. So when you're lonely and or depressed, right, those things happen. And also when you're tired, when you're physically tired, you're much more likely A, to make a mistake, and B, to do a behavior you wouldn't normally do, because it'll maybe give you some energy, make you feel better, right? Oh, I'll eat it. I know I'm on a diet, but I'm going to eat a little something. I need some energy for this or whatever. So when you're hungry, angry, lonely, or tired, realize if you're in one of those states, you're going to have very little willpower. And what we have to realize, and I've thought about this and added it, when you're a little bit hungry, angry, lonely, or tired, that's the state we know of as cumulative stress. There's stress at work, maybe there's stress at home. So when all that happens, you know, you're not eating right, you're not sleeping right, you're tired, and you're probably angry, depressed, all this is going on, and that builds that cumulative stress, so it's a lot harder to have willpower. It's why it's easy for you to say, nope, not going to have that beer, not going to smoke that cigarette, not going to have that cookie, I feel great, right? At you know, 11 o'clock in the morning, and then of course you skip lunch, you're all stressed out, your boss is yelling at you, you have a fight with your spouse over the phone, you're all pissed off, boom, on the way home, you get whatever the behavior you're trying to say no to, you know, ice cream, cookies, cake, cigarettes, booze, whatever it is, drugs, you're much more likely to relapse. So realize that when you're in one of those states, your willpower drops, and be more wary of the state rather than thinking, beating yourself up, I should have been stronger, right? I know when they're planning like certain military operations, they really look for, you know, how the time frame goes, because they know the longer the mission goes, the much more likely there's going to be mistakes happening. In fact, Starbucks figured out that when people are on an 8-hour shift, most mistakes happen in the 7th hour, going, you know, about before they get off. And some people thought, well, maybe they, you know, you're already checked out mentally. Maybe you're just tired, right? You're maybe by then the anger builds up during the day, especially in a place where you're, you know, there's customers and things like that. So just become cognizant of it and realize that you really need this ability to realize what state you're in, to realize it's going to affect your willpower. Now, how to build willpower is what I wanted to get to. How do you build your willpower? Well, first of all, you have to challenge yourself and then feel good afterwards. I would say give yourself a reward, but you know, of course, you don't want to give the reward of whatever it is you're trying to stop. But you know, each time you say like no thank you to that cigarette, that cookie, that beer, go, yes, you know, say something, because your willpower builds, right? And again, realize if you're got to go into the devil's den, You know, if you got to go into a place where there's the food you're trying to avoid, the booze, the drugs, whatever it is, well, don't go when you're angry, when you're tired, when you're, you know, realize that, but also, you know, kind of build it in increments. Not test yourself. I never want to say test yourself, but realize that, you know, when you do good and you go, yes, I did this. Woo-woo, I'm freaking awesome. Whatever it is, it begins to build your willpower, right? And again, so you begin to reward yourself, even if it's just like, yeah, you know, I'm awesome. And if you do that, each time you do well, it begins to build your willpower, right? So realize that. The other thing you want to always avoid is comparing yourself to people that you think have willpower, you know, because it may not be what you see, right? I remember I was doing a play, and they had these brownies, right? And they put these brownies up, and they'd have chocolate, right, like Hershey bars and stuff, and all these people are eating it. And I'm like, nah, I don't want it, you know, nah, I don't want it. And they all knew I worked out and did other things. But I remember one lady, one of the actresses goes, oh, you just have so much willpower. Eh, you know, and I'm like, you know, not really. Well, what do you mean? You're always saying no. I go, I'm not that big a chocolate freak, to tell you the truth, right? And, you know, the brownies were good. I had one. It's like, eh, it was easy for me to say no. I didn't want it. So a lot of times you'll think someone has self-discipline because it's something you're fighting, and they're able to say no, or like, oh, and that's the same way you said, well, of course you got great this, but you work out regularly. I enjoy working out. I don't like chocolate. It's easy for me to say no to this. It's hard for me to say no to that. I said, now if those brownies were frozen, something about frozen chocolate I like, it's harder for me to say no. And then one day, somebody brought in something with caramel, and I was like, get away, I'll kill you all. You know, that it was harder for me to say no, especially at the rehearsal when they're, you know, at the end of the rehearsal, it's 9 or 10 o'clock at night. A lot of people work during the day, so they're tired. The rehearsal went on. They may be a little stressed because rehearsal can be stressful, forgetting lines, being yelled at by the direct, things that happen. If you've been around it, you know what I'm talking about. If not, you can imagine, you know, and maybe you didn't eat a lot before you go to rehearsal. A lot of people don't like to eat before rehearsal or a show. And same thing after a show, people want to snack and do this. And so people assume other people have discipline that maybe they don't have. It's just something they enjoy to do or they don't like, you know. I know I was in recovery from an addiction. I remember somebody was trying to beat themselves up because, ah, my brother, he can go to a bar, he can do this, he can say no, da, da, da. And well, his brother didn't have a problem with alcohol. This guy did. I said, why are you comparing yourself to a guy that has no problem with it, right? You know, it's like saying, I'm such a loser because I can't bench press 400 pounds. I never could bench press 400 pounds, right? It's like, it's why are you doing that? But we have a tendency to rate ourselves by other people, and we just know the outside, right? And even if they're able right now to say no thank you to whatever it is that you're fighting, you don't know the story. Maybe it took them 5 years to say no. Maybe it's whatever. You may not know the whole story. So don't compare yourself. Be good to yourself. So again, realize if you're hungry, angry, lonely, or tired, your willpower drops. Willpower is like a muscle. You want to exercise it specifically, right? And again, as the day goes on, your willpower goes down. That just seems to be normal. And reward yourself when you're able to say no, thank you. When you say no, mean no, and enjoy no. And start thinking, I enjoy saying no, thank you to the sweets or to the cigarette or to the whatever it is you're trying to give up, right? And go, yes, I'm awesome. Even your brain likes that little bit of feedback. Yes, I'm freaking awesome. So that's my little thing on willpower. I teach a few other things on how to build that in my habits course. If you like this video, of course, make a comment, share it with people. Have fun with it. You know, copy the link, put it wherever you want. But again, realize these kind of things, right? Because this is what's so important, that we can build our willpower, right? And of course, we can add the hypnosis and the NLP and do hypnotic and NLP techniques to build our willpower, you know, that way. So again, thank you. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. And for those of us that have lost our fathers, you know, take a moment and, you know, appreciate the memory, good, bad, or indifferent, you know, so whatever it is. So have a great day. Again, thank you for being a part of my life, and I'll see you as we trudge the road to happy destiny. Godspeed.